Homelessness has increased in rural Nevada. That's according to the Rural Nevada Continuum of Care Point in Time Count. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has more on the 2024 findings.
The count is a snapshot of what homelessness looks like on any given night. Service providers canvass the community, interview unhoused people to learn more about their situation, and try to get an idea of how many people there are. It's a HUD requirement, and it's conducted on one day during the last week in January. In rural Nevada, the number of unsheltered individuals jumped from 314 to 348, the highest number seen in 10 years. The biggest increases have taken place in Lyon and Nye counties, with numbers decreasing in Carson City. Michelle Fuller-Hellauer, CEO of Winged Wolf Innovations, the contracted coordinator, says what stood out to her is the number of unsheltered people with a consistent source of income, which is nearly 40%.
We just have no affordable housing in our rurals. That really tells me that if we had places for folks to rent, they'd be able to rent. They wouldn't be outside. They wouldn't be experiencing homelessness.
It's something Jackie Stewart, the office supervisor for Churchill County Social Services, sees as well when she connects with unhoused individuals who are employed or receiving benefits such as Social Security.
Either they don't make enough to pay living expenses, rent, utilities, all of that fun stuff that comes with being in a home, or they don't want to use their money for those expenses because it uses up all their money. So it's like they're going to work just to pay rent and bills.
The community members that Stewart connects with are sleeping in their cars, RVs, sometimes without power, or tents. Another challenge, there are no long-term shelters in rural Nevada. Fuller-Hellauer would like to see more affordable multifamily housing units, landlords with vacancies open to working with housing vouchers, and manufactured homes with utilities on public lands in rural Nevada. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.